Artist Jenny Holzer spoke about Merritt Oppenheim's object in 1988 at the Museum of Modern Art.
This is an everyday object, but it's also an otherworldly thing. It's sinister. It seems like a cup that could fight back. I suppose fur implies teeth, and so the cup could bite you. And oh, I also like that it's repulsive. When you're eating, there's nothing more disgusting than when you get a hair in your mouth. I like that the fur would be a way to muffle sound. It's like she killed off the chit-chat part of the tea ceremony. I think it basically tells you life is not what it seems.
I think Jenny Holzer's quote touches on so many things that have contributed to the enduring fascination that this diminutive object has held for generations now. Created in 1936 in Paris, it has a title bestowed upon it by André Breton, the high pope of surrealism, who called it the lunch in fur.
Curator Anne Umland.
Apparently purchased at a Paris department store, the teacup was then lined with the pelt of a Chinese gazelle. This whole notion about animating the inanimate, of something that's very familiar, safe, comforting, that you normally encounter in a domestic situation, then, like in a bad dream, sprouts fur and becomes this other, is key to the way the piece works. It brings together bizarre, erotic, poetic connotations that are completely foreign normally to your prosaic teacup and saucer. This object reverses all sorts of expectations.